Hey, welcome to another DF4Q, or Discover Film 4 Questions. This is where we ask filmmakers 4 questions about the movies. And these 4 questions are, favorite films of all time, a film you think is underrated, a film you think is overrated, and a lesser known film that you think people should seek out. Today's guest is Neil Payne. I interviewed Neil for a Discover Film podcast, and of course we tacked on the 4 questions afterwards. And if you want, you can check out 2 films that Neil made at discoverfilm.net. All right, no more preamble. Let's hear Neil's answers for the DF4Q.
Favorite film of all time? Well, I have 5, but I'm going to give you the first one. And
is it no particular order, or is there actually an order?
It's an order. Well, number one is Jaws. But Jaws, to me, as a filmmaker, and it's one of those films that I got to sneak in, you know, to see it,
yeah,
you know.
You were pretty young.
Yeah, way young. Snuck in. Yeah, I shouldn't even been there, you know. So
that's real. I mean, talk about an example of effective filmmaking.
It's incredible because I think, like, for me, that's my favorite film. There will never be anything that beats it. And that's one of the reasons why I want to be a filmmaker, too. But Jaws, from the characters, the special effects, which it seemed, I mean, Jaws still is better than some of the special effect film, because he still, even when he jumps on the boat, I'm just mesmerized by that. And but that's okay, so Jaws, right, is number one. A Few Good Men, number two. Fight Club, 3. Dark Knight, 4. And 7-5. Dark Knight, Aaron Sorkin is my favorite writer. you can sit, you don't even have to watch A Few Good Men. Just listen to the dialogue. And you can, it's still amazing to me. I mean, that's probably one of Tom Cruise's finest works to me. So, you know, with all the superhero movies and the stuff like that, and that's great, stuff like that. Christopher Nolan.
No argument.
And Heath Ledger, I mean, they can keep making superhero movies as long as they want. But that trilogy alone, but Dark Knight, it nothing can touch it. And then obviously Fight Club and 7 by Fincher is like,
yeah,
you know.
Fight Club has aged so well. Fight Club is as vibrant today.
Yeah.
I showed it to my 15-year-old nephew.
Yeah. Fight Club is awesome.
And it felt so good showing it to a new generation.
Yeah. I mean, that's really cool. I mean, because, like, I'm not a big horror guy, but I think the 2 greatest, I guess you can call them horror or you can call them serial killer movies, obviously, 7. And then
7's more of a thriller.
Yeah, I mean...
It's a thriller about a serial killer. By the way, isn't there an argument that Jaws is a horror movie?
To me, that's scary.
Are you letting the Friday the 13th horror genre?
Because for me, I think Jaws is more drama action than drama thriller, because because the characters are deep, you know what I mean? Like, when you're talking about, I mean, and there was more to that.
But that's why it becomes more powerful when they get eaten.
Yeah, it's just a great film. So those are my favorites. But if you want to talk about an underrated film, we're both Tarantinos.
Yeah. Number two, is an underrated film that you think deserves more praise than it gets.
Oh, Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown.
Jackie Brown is, to me, that's one of my favorite, because a lot of people like Reservoir Dogs, which is great, and stuff like that, but Inglourious Basterds and Jackie Brown are 2 of my favorites. I really like Django is amazing, even though Django and his latest.
April 8.
I watch April, because it's on Showtime all the time.
It's great.
I still feel both of those are probably 15-20 minutes too long. You shorten them up, but they're both of those westerns.
Django,
are
right up until the point that he's leaving after the first shooting,
yeah,
is as good as Inglourious Basterds.
Yeah,
and then for some reason he bumps into Tarantino, another guy, and then he goes back. And if he just didn't go back, you cut off the last 20 minutes, yeah. and it's perfect. It's yeah. as good as... And I actually think Inglourious Basterds is one of the best films ever made.
Because he should have won... Because I think he won... I think he won Best Screenplay for Inglourious Basterds.
I think he might have.
I think he
they
did.
Also won
because
for Pulp Fiction.
Yeah. Because I think that should have won Best Picture. Like, Inglourious Basterds is so innovative and clever and just good. It's just... And his dialogue, I don't care what anybody says, like, Tarantino's dialogue is his own. You know, so that's why I'm kind of nervous about him doing a true Manson Sharon Tate kind of film, because it's like you right. can't use
although your- Jackie Brown's your pick, so I don't feel okay. like I should over praise Inglourious, but the scene where it's on Shoshana's face,
oh, yeah.
and the man who killed her entire family standing behind, and he doesn't show you him, he shows you her face while she doesn't speak for about what, 2-3 yeah. minutes. That is the most powerful, and it's such a mature film. Yeah. A lot of people think of Tarantino as some, you know,
yeah.
flashy guy. No flash at all. Just solid, yeah. emotional filmmaking.
He's great. I mean, Jackie Brown, I love it. Obviously, female lead character. But the characters that are all in the film, Robert De Niro, you know, Samuel Jackson, you know, Chris Tucker for his brief moment. Like, oh, my God. That opening scene and, like, his soundtracks are amazing. Yeah,
oh, yeah, who understands music's role in film better than Tarantino?
Yeah, he's just amazing. So Jackie Brown is my most underrated. Overrated? God, we've talked about... See, because once we start talking, I'll remember some, but I had to grab one because I hadn't been talking to my friends, because normally when something comes out and I'll be like, that's overrated. The one that's overrated to me is American Hustle. So... by David O. Russell, because they were coming off of the one with Jennifer
Silver Linings Playbook.
Silver Linings Playbook, and I have it. That's like amazing.
That film might be his best. American Hustle. Was that nominated for an Oscar?
No, I mean they might have got something. I don't think he didn't get nominated for a director or nothing that's Jennifer Lawrence.
It's not a great film.
Yeah, it's not. It's because they were like to me living off of Silver Linings Playbook, because Silver Linings is so great, you know what I mean? And then I think he did Joy, and I'm like, because Jennifer's so such a wonderful actress, you know, but for the stars they had in American Hustle was really slow, it was really long, and it was overrated to me. It wasn't that good.
It wasn't good filmmaking. An ab scan would have been a fascinating thing if it was done well.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, because sometimes you got to take a breath, you know what I mean? And plus, it's like, I mean, he's doing it with the same people, you know, 3 movies in a row. Which I ain't hating on Jennifer Lawrence because I love her. I think she's amazing. A couple of movies that I think people should seek out that you asked me about.
Yeah, so number 4, yeah. Number 4, the hidden gems out there that people should seek.
For me, Mud... Mud, by Jeff Nichols, you know, Matthew McConaughey, like, I just think, and plus it's about, you know, friendship with the 2 boys and stuff like that, and keeping this, like, I love that, that's quality filmmaking to me. The other one, Hell or High Water, written by Taylor Sheridan, which he's just directing Wind River, that just came out, that I'm gonna go see, because he's an amazing writer. If you ever seen Sicario...
You know, I miss Sicario.
You got to watch Sicario. Oh my God, I just bought it. But Mud, okay, so a lot of people probably haven't seen Mud, so...
That's why it's a great pick.
Mud,
I remember when it came out, I think I have a copy of it and I've never watched.
Oh my God,
I gotta watch it now.
So, because like for me, when I see him at the theater, because I have to see everything on the big screen, and then once... So, the day they come out, I'm scooping up. So, Hell or High Water to me, because, like, I knew it got nominated and stuff like that, but like to me, I'm like, because it's not making $100 million, nothing like that. Just smaller. So for me, I was just like, oh, people got to see Hella. I mean, because that's Chris Pine's is probably his best work. But yeah, so, I mean, because you can get me talking about film all day.
Oh, yeah, no. And each one of these, you could change your answers 10 times.
Yeah, I mean.
But hey, you gave a good answer. You gave a good list.
Yeah.
That's a good list.
Okay.
And that was Neil Payne's answers to the DF4Q. Okay, what business do we have to take care of? Discoverfilm.net. That is the website where you can learn more about the podcast. You can learn more about some film festivals. Pretty much everything you need to learn, you can find out there. All right. We'll see you next time.